Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the South Tampa location, April 25th and 26th. They're also the home of my favorite wings, the traditional lemon pepper wings. No matter what style you like, boneless or traditional, or any of their outstanding sauces and dry rubs, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go for any sporting event, including Lightning hockey, as we launch into the second half of the season for the NHL, and you know it's going to be rocking all offseason for the NFL leading up to the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Butts uncensored! Butts uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one, putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows something about it, and I won't answer now. Welcome into Bucks Uncensored. It's Combine Week, and what better way to do this podcast, considering it's raining a little bit, I'm in traffic. I'm so excited about the Combine coming up. Why don't I just do it from the car? So the commish is on the road. It's Bucks Uncensored on the road. Just driving along with me as I drive home from work. But I was just driving home. I was thinking about all this shit. And I was like, why am I thinking about all of it? Hit record. Throw in the AirPods. And let's get going. So here we are. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. This is Bucks Uncensored. If you're new to the podcast, welcome to the fucking family. It's the Bucks Mob. Special movement of Bucks fans who've come together and have made an impact. We'll continue to make an impact. We're going to make an impact at the draft party. We're going to make an impact at the training camp takeover. There's going to be a lot of impactful moments this year. A lot that I haven't even touched on yet that'll take place early in the season. You're going to absolutely love what we have in store. And thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings and all of our sponsors, Mastro Subaru. I know Cigar City going to come back with us probably late summer and into the fall again. So they know who's consuming a lot of their beer, and it's you and me, because many of you are finding that high lie in Cigar City all across the country, which I love to see. All right, so combines this week. I asked Luke Easterling to give me a call, and even if it's just leave a voicemail or shoot me a Bucks take. If he does, great. If he doesn't, so be it. I'm hoping to meet up. It's just hard. It's hard during the week. I want to record the interviews in person. If he doesn't have time to shoot me over a Bucks take for this podcast tonight, I'm hoping to hook up with him this weekend, maybe watch a little of the combine and, you know, get you a full interview with Luke coming up as well. But we can talk about the combine, and there's plenty to talk about. So I talked about the trades, the talks that could commence at the combine, and you're going to continue to hear players that are being thrown out there. The latest being, I just saw today, John Ross being shopped by the Cincinnati Bengals, first-round pick from just a couple of years ago. Remember the fast receiver, 4.2-something speed. He was with Washington, went to the Bengals, dealt with some injuries in college, and has dealt with some injuries with the Bengals. Why I even bring this up on this podcast is it's going to lead right into us talking about the combine. And I don't know if I'm going to talk as much about players or attributes or a little combination of both, because I was thinking of both while I was driving. But for John Ross, the speed is an intriguing factor. And it's an intriguing factor not just for us as fans, but for the head coach that now runs our football team. Bruce Arians loves speed, loves stretching the field, and loves guys that can do that. We saw when he was at the Cardinals. John Brown, J.J. Nelson, by the way, both of them are free agents. The Bucs could very well sign one of them. They might not have to sign one of them if they were to trade for John Ross. What are the Bengals asking for? I don't know. And I don't even know if the Bucs would be interested in that based on his injury history. Now, he is also young. So, listen, I don't know what the Bengals are asking. I don't even know what I'd be willing to give up for somebody like that. All I'm telling you is that speed is something to keep an eye on when it comes to the wide receivers, whether it be in this year's draft, free agency, or through trade, and how it relates to Bruce Arians as head coach. Like I said, J.J. Nelson, John Brown, he wants to stretch the field. He stretched the field in Arizona, and he's going to want to do the same here. So, and I believe he had T.Y. Hilton while with the Colts, another guy who could stretch the field. They took advantage of that, and they took shots down the field all the time. So with that being said, when you look at the receivers in this draft, I don't think the Bucs are drafting a receiver in the first two rounds. But third, fourth, fifth rounds, while it's not a need, I don't think you – first off, you don't draft for need in the draft. And secondly – especially, you don't draft for need in the third, fourth, or fifth round. If you can get a guy who you think fits what you're trying to do, fits within the parameters of maybe the scheme you're looking to run or the type of player you want at that specific position. And so I believe that if the Bucs are going to keep a keen eye on some of these receivers in this draft, you're going to look for them to keep a close eye on the guys that are going to run fast. They're going to want guys who can stretch the field. And while I don't think the combine tells the entire story, it doesn't even tell most of the story, I am not of the belief that the combine is meaningless. There's a lot of people out there that believe the combine is meaningless. It has much meaning, and it tells a part of the story. We need to know how fast these guys run. We need to know how strong they are. And on cue, Luke Easterling calls my cell phone as I'm recording, and he's leaving a message right now. So we're going to hear from Luke here in just a moment on some of the top players he thinks Bucks fans should be keeping a keen eye on this week at the combine. But as I said, I think speed at receiver is going to be key. You know, first thing you need to know is, yes, the combine does tell part of the story, but what you do is you take those numbers that they put up, numbers in the agility, the shuttle drills, or the explosive drills of the vertical jump or the long jump. Maybe it's the speed of the 40. Obviously, the position drills. And then, of course, the strength that they show on the bench. Do those numbers translate to the field? If they don't translate to the field, pretty much you've got to ask yourself two questions. Am I wasting my time? And or did this player get the best coaching to maximize his natural ability on the football field? there are such things as workout warriors, combine warriors. These players that prepare for the combine are preparing specifically for the drills, specifically for the meetings, and specifically for each interaction they're going to have. I got a chance a few years ago to go down to the IMG facility in Sarasota. There was a group of about, I'd say, 12 to 15 players. Anthony Sherman was a fullback. Nick Boyle was a tight end. Gosh, there were a couple other players. Niles Paul with the Redskins. There was a couple other bigger name players as well. And so I was there. I got to actually sit in on some of their strength training in the weight room and some of their classwork in learning how to work on interview skills, nonverbal communication, how to answer specific questions posed to them by both the media and by the teams. Thought it was very intriguing, but they were specifically training for that. So you cannot base all of your evaluation on what they do at the combine. I need to base my evaluation on what they do at the combine and how that translates to the football field, because ultimately that's why I'm drafting a player. I'm not drafting a player because he's big or fast or strong. I'm drafting a player because he has those attributes and plays with them on the football field, right? Good. So at wide receiver, I think Bruce Arians is looking for fast receivers. So I'm going to keep a keen eye on that 40-yard dash. Do they have the speed to stretch the field? Once I see the receivers that have the speed to stretch the field, now you go back, you watch the film on those players. Do they stretch the field? Can they win with speed? Can they create separation? I think you look along really at defense in the front seven on defense. It is a draft that is fucking loaded. At defensive line, loaded at defensive line this year. Okay, so whether you're talking about Nick Bosa or you're talking about Quinnen Williams or Ed Oliver or Josh Allen or any of the the Clemson defensive linemen, I mean, it's loaded this year. So you have to figure out, are all of them equal in talent? You know, if we see six defensive linemen go off the board in a row to start the draft, are you picking the right player? This is where a lot of the work's going to have to be done. You're going to see a lot of them probably put up similar numbers. You're going to see a Quinnen Williams probably put up more power numbers than maybe an Ed Oliver with his quickness. Obviously, the edge rushers are going to show some quickness. Personally, one of the guys I'm most excited to see is Josh Allen. Lineman, and it's a very deep draft at defensive line, defensive tackle and defensive end. And so from a Bucs perspective, you want to find a guy who has that unique talent, that first round talent, especially if you're going to go in that direction in the first round. And there is a high possibility, high potential that defensive line is the pick they go with, whether it be defensive tackle, defensive end. I don't know. Is the Gerald McCoy shit smokescreen? Are they really thinking of keeping him long term? Are they putting that out there to maybe hope that Quinnen Williams or somebody else falls to them at five? I don't know. All we can do is evaluate on what we have now. And what we have now is a team picking fifth that needs an upgrade along their front seven on defense. Todd Bowles wants guys who can attack. Good news. You got a bunch of guys that can attack at the top of the first round, top of the second round, probably at the top of the third round as well. Now, I anticipate the Bucs going front seven on defense with the fifth pick. Unless they were to trade down, that's where the value is. And why not? Why not tap into that? You need guys who are going to attack on defense. So who are those players going to be? All the names I just mentioned, I think you throw in a Devin White. Now there's your front seven. And those are probably a majority of the players the Bucs will decide on with the fifth overall selection. In the secondary, you're going to look for corners that strength is man coverage. Todd Bowles is going to be in your face
They are aggressive. They're going to blitz. They're going to get after quarterbacks. They're going to play man on the outside. Okay? Tyrann Mathieu, a guy who gets in your feet, in your face. He's a ball hawk. Always around the ball. Patrick Peterson. Think of those type of players. Now, I think one of my favorite players on the team, I think the potential is there big time, and I love the scheme he's in, is Carlton Davis. I think he fits in perfectly. So now you have one of your corners on the outside. Is MJ Stewart a guy who can put on the other side? Is Vernon Hargraves a guy you're going to put in the slot? Are they going to look for another corner? I think if they go corner, it'll probably be later in the draft as a depth piece, as a developmental piece. I don't see it early. Just for the reason I just mentioned, Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Vernon Hargraves, they're all young as shit. You don't need another young corner. You need a veteran corner. I think the same thing goes for safety. When you have Whitehead, when you have Justin Evans, that's why there's so much talk among Bucs fans. Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, Tyrann Mathieu. A lot of safeties now available in free agency this year. So rather than go into the draft thinking you got to draft a safety, and maybe that's a position you don't spend as much time on at the combine, because you don't need more youth in your secondary. You need at least some experience back there to help develop the young players you already have on your roster. When it comes to offensive line, you know, it's tough to tell, because I look to what, and again, I look for patterns. So what kind of patterns has Bruce Arians shown over his career? Well, he's shown the willingness to have big, massive, mean, physical offensive linemen. But then at the same point, you know, if he's going to take chances and shots down the football field, I'm just a little concerned that your offensive line isn't going to be able to hold up for that amount of time as it takes for those receivers to get down the field. And so I'll tell you, I'm having a tough time with offensive line. He drafted DJ Humphreys out of Florida a few years ago. Never really panned out, but was more of a finesse, pass-blocking offensive tackle. Signed Mike Iupati, who, by the way, is a free agent this year. Physical offensive line. Yeah, he's good at pass protection, but I mean, he's physical when it comes to the run game. So I guess I'm struggling, because I'm not quite sure the exact type of offensive lineman Bruce Arians and Harold Goodwin and the offensive staff is looking for. But I do not believe as if they're going to just go towards the big, mammoth, physical offensive lineman. They want some guys who have some athleticism, especially if they're going to take shots down the field and be aggressive. If you can't hold up at the point of attack, you got no shot at taking shots down the field. So keep that in mind when watching the combine this week. In terms of running backs, Arians has shown that he wants a running back that can do it all. A lot of people don't know this unless you, I don't know if it was in his book or it was in one of the specials on him. But when the Cardinals drafted David Johnson a few years back in the third round, they wanted Ameer Abdullah. The Lions ended up selecting him a few picks before theirs. They went in a different direction and then ended up getting David Johnson in the third round. Andre Ellington is another player. So where are the patterns? Running backs that can do it all. Balanced running backs. They can run between the tackles. They can run outside. But most importantly, they can catch. So if Rojo can't catch, I'm going to be good. If Peyton Barber can't get outside, show a little wiggle, or be a threat in the pass game, kind of goes against what Bruce Arians has had at running back. And along those same lines, much as I mentioned before, with Mike Iupati, Ameer Abdullah, who, by the way, Steve Keim and Bruce Arians must have been on a video because I saw them. When Ameer Abdullah was drafted, they were pissed. They were upset, and they settled on David Johnson. Again, Ameer Abdullah, available as a free agent. this offseason. Not saying they'll sign him, but maybe start thinking about, if you're thinking running back, those type of running backs. David Johnson, Amir Abdullah, you know, tough running backs. David Johnson has great size, but don't just look at his size. He had great speed, and he was considered one of the best receiving running back prospects over the last 10 years in the NFL. So think about that when you're watching. I think when you're watching the running back position drills, can they catch the football? Are they catching it naturally with their hands? Very, very, very important. So keep an eye on those type of characteristics when you're watching the combine this week. And here's Luke Easterling with some of the other things you should be keeping an eye on this week at the combine as well. Luke?
Justin, what's up, my man? It's your guy, Luke Easterling, from DraftWire. Got your Bucks take for you heading into the NFL scouting combine for 2019. I'm going to give you a couple guys for the Bucks fans to watch on each side of the ball this week in Indianapolis. We're going to start on offense. I know that the need might not be there as much at the skill positions as it is along the offensive line, but honestly, when it comes to the combine, you know that the skill position guys are going to be king. And it's not like the Bucs aren't going to have somewhat of a need there. I think both at running back and at receiver, if they're not able to retain Adam Humphries, obviously slot receiver becomes a big need. That being the case, the guy that I'm really interested to see, and I think Bucs fans should be watching, is Paris Campbell from Ohio State. A guy that's just got blazing speed, would be a perfect slot receiver. You can do a lot of things with him as a ball carrier out of the slot with motion, as well as just being a ridiculous threat on screen passes and can get down the field, take the top off the defense off the slot. Again, with guys like Evans and Howard and Godwin and Brate taking so much attention away, leaving a lot of space for a guy who I expect to at least run in the 4.3s in Paris Campbell would be ridiculous. Not to mention, he's just a very vocal leader, passionate guy, you know, loves to win, hates to lose, and would be a fantastic presence as a leader, even as a rookie, in my opinion. In that locker room. So Paris Campbell's the receiver to watch out for at running back. I think it's Elijah Holyfield from Georgia. Big physical back who I think would be a perfect style pairing with Ronald Jones if he's able to bounce back. But Holyfield's a big, nasty guy who didn't get a full, you know, share of carries. DeAndre Swift got a ton of action to Georgia last year too. So Holyfield's, you know, kind of a fresh guy. Didn't take too many hits last season, and I think would be a fantastic addition to the Bucs defensive back or offensive backfield. Going to the defensive side, I think depth at linebacker is still an issue. I think Terrell Hanks from New Mexico State, who had a fantastic week at the Senior Bowl, kind of reminded me of Darius Leonard, who set the world on fire for the Colts as a second round pick last year. A lot of people thought that was kind of a reach. I was one of them. I was obviously proven wrong, as a lot of others were. And I think Hanks has that kind of athleticism that will let him shine in Indy, similar to maybe Hassan Reddick's showing that we saw after his strong Senior Bowl last year. But I think Hanks would be a perfect fit as an inside linebacker in the more 3-4 scheme that we're going to see from Todd Bowles. And then at corner, you know, there's a lot of names that we've heard talked about for the Bucs, especially in the second round there, whether it's Trayvon Mullen from Clemson, Amani Oruwariye from Penn State. But honestly, the guy that I'm kind of excited about is maybe even more of a third-round guy for the Bucs early in the third round. That's Rakia Sin from Temple, another big guy, long arms, would be physical, press guy that would fit well with Todd Bowles' scheme. He's a guy that if he runs well, I think he'd be an exciting pick for the Bucs and a potential starter there in the third round.
There he is, one of my favorite guys, Luke Easterling, the DraftWire.com, at Luke Easterling on Twitter as well. The guy's pumping out 4-round mock drafts like once a week. He's projecting trades. He's getting you thinking, and he's one of my favorite people when it comes to the draft and one of my very, very good friends. Love that guy. And, you know, you can just guarantee yourself somebody who's going to be very genuine. He's going to share his opinions, and, you know, he does a great job interacting. So check out Luke Easterling, thedraftwire.com, and everything he does for USA Today. We've got Bucks takes coming up next. It is Combine Week, and I'm fired up, man. It is, to me, this is like the soft opening to the offseason. We all know that the NFL calendar will turn over middle of March when free agency starts. This is the soft opening. You're going to get trades go down this week. You're going to get news this week. You're going to see players at the Bucks and other teams are interviewing. A lot of rumors. Let's start it off. Let's get this offseason going. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the Buccaneers show us something, not only this offseason, but something this upcoming season, you know, in terms of wins. Bucks takes are coming up next. This is the home of the Bucks mob. It's Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Combine time, we are here, and I am in the confines of the Bucks Uncensored Podcast Studios. Actually, I'm building myself quite a little studio here. I've got a great picture that I've transformed into a canvas of a group photo of us in New Orleans last year. And I'm going to decorate my little studio here with a few more pictures of draft parties and training camp takeovers. It's awesome. It's awesome. Gets me fired up every time I walk in here and I see that stuff. Gets me excited about what's to come over the next few months. Now, you heard Luke there talk about the receiver from Ohio State. And one thing I'll mention is that when Arians was in Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald was a slot receiver. He played as speed receivers on the outside. And quite frankly, I think Mike Evans could be a hell of a mismatch in the slot, much like Larry Fitzgerald was. Yeah, outside, inside, whatever. What you're doing is you're moving your receivers around to create mismatches and take advantage of. I could very much see either Godwin or Mike Evans getting time in the slot. And maybe putting speed receivers on the outside. Completely agree with Luke. I think they could look in the draft. I think they could look in free agency. I think they could look in trade to get some speed at receiver on this team. Humphreys could leave. DeSean Jackson likely gone. Are they in the mix for Antonio Brown? I don't know. I don't. It's a lot of money. 31 years old. Is he a guy that's going to put you over the top? I'll tell you this, though. They somehow get Antonio Brown and it works cap-wise, I'll be excited. It's another diva. It's a this and that. Okay. Different type of coach, though. Different type of coach. And if he feels he can't get through to DeSean Jackson, bye. We'll find somebody else. Stephen A. Smith is like, DeSean Jackson for Antonio Brown. Straight up, do it. Make this trade. I don't know if that's going to happen. Agree with Luke on the defensive line. I think corner, again, mid-round pick makes more sense than early-round pick. I've seen a lot of mock drafts have the Bucks taking a corner in the second round. I mean, damn. I'd rather have high. Listen, you've got high picks already invested in your defensive backfield. Let's invest some high draft picks into the line, shall we? Offensively and defensively. Let's do it. I'm all in on that approach. Who else is with me? I know some people who are with me. Those that have sent in Bucks takes. I've had some people reach out recently. How do you send in a Bucks take? Maybe new to the family. If you are new, welcome to the fucking family. Very simple. Bust out your phone. It's a voice memo button. I have an iPhone. If you have an Android, I'm sure it's something similar. Hit record. Record your voice memo. Your Bucks take, 90 seconds, kind of like a voicemail. You called my phone, I didn't answer, you're leaving a voicemail, 90 seconds on something Bucks related. Hey, Justin, boom, right into it. That's it. It's very simple. Once you're done, you just email that. You don't have to edit it or anything. Just email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Let's get it started, shall we? We'll start with Rico. And I'll tell you what, Rico is all fired up.
Justin, what's going on? It's Rico chiming in. Bucks Mob, what's up? It's official. I purchased my season passes, section 218. Oh yeah, man, I'm ready to rock and roll and celebrate these victories with my team. Yes, sir. Now I'm trying to get everything lined up so I can make it to the draft party. Wasn't able to make it, you know, in the past 2 years. But I'm making it a goal, man. Hell yeah, I'm so excited. I'm just, dang, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just fucking hyped. Let's go. Woo! Yeah, boy.
This just, I don't know what it is, man. I get excited and happy when I hear other Bucks fans like that, man. That's why when the Bucks went 9-7, man, I was so pumped up. I was pumped because the Bucks were winning in 2016 and they were competitive. They were competing for a playoff spot. But to see everyone, all of you with that passion and that energy, the 119 guys with Doug and Allen. And then I saw Christian, bunch of others. Man, there was probably like 15, 20 of us. And we did our first walk into the stadium. This was in 2016. This was before the stick carriers. I just was like, man, there's got to be fans that are excited to go to these games like I am. And I found these guys. And all of a sudden, we started to grow and grow and grow and grow. When I go to a game, I want to be fired up from the moment I wake up in the morning. I want that anticipation to build all day until kickoff. And then I just want to let it all out for 3 hours. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that, especially late in the season. That's why I hope. I got high hopes that Bruce Arians can bring those days back. And when they do, I hope all of you will join me again in being loud as fuck and not being able to sleep the night before a game. God, I just want that feeling again, you know? Let's get Alexander on. Brazil, my man. Hello, Alexander.
Yo, Justin. Yo, Bucks Mob. Alexander from Brazil here. First of all, I'd like to apologize for my last take because the audio was awful. I didn't hear it before I sent it, so I'm sorry. I just heard your last podcast, Justin, and I'd like to say that I don't have any favorite player in this podcast. This Bucks team, because I'm being a sports fan since I was born, I believe. So the only idols and guys that make me be a fan was winners. So I guess that's the problem with the current Bucks roster, okay? And I remember when I was 12, I was a huge Chicago Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan, of course. And I remember that I just hated the person of Dennis Rodman. But as long as he was on the team and he was making the players, the plays he was supposed to do, and the Bulls were winning, I was okay with that, with him, okay? So, I guess winning is the best perfume, as Joe usually says. So, I guess that's the problem with this current Bucks roster, okay? And beginning the week, very, very excited, hoping to see that we traded for Patrick Peterson or something at the combine. And Justin, I know you didn't ask me, but I'd like to say welcome to the fucking family in Portuguese. And it would be something like, bem-vindo à família, porra!
Boha! Yes, there we go. In Portuguese, welcome to the fucking family. I know Javier was disappointed he didn't give it to us in Spanish when he sent in his Bucks take on Monday, but he did tweet it to me, and I guarantee you we're going to hear the Spanish version of that coming up as well. I don't know if he's going to share with us the Canadian version. Ken's there. He was down for the draft party last year. And We're going all international on this podcast today.
Hey, Justin. It's Ken from Canada. Hey, thanks for the shout out there last week. It's been way too long since I've chimed in. To tell you the truth, last part of that season, every game when I went to record my Bucks take, I'd play it back and realize how drunk I was because of what I just witnessed on TV. So it was pretty sad. I didn't really want to send something in that made no sense. It sounded like a bunch of gibberish. But now that we're in the off season, I'm starting to get excited again. Love the Bruce Arians hire. And I think Todd Bowles is going to, I feel like he's going to get a little bit better production out of Hargraves with his movement skills. And Davis, just that sort of press physical corner ability that he has. So I think we're set up pretty good, better than we were with this zone cover three nonsense. And I don't want to make this final because it's still too early. I'm giving myself to at least March, but unfortunately, I don't know, about 4 months ago, I changed jobs, not for the money, but more for stress levels, we'll say. And well, needless to say, my financial thing is taking a shit kicking. So this year it's going to be hard, very hard to make it down. But I've already been contacted with Ben from Washington. King Crablegs hit me up on Twitter there. I've been laying low, but man, I'd love to come down again. Made so many good friends. Alfonso's just so outgoing. We got the motherfucking Killa, Rodzilla, Bubba, Jeremy from Naples, Eric from San Diego. Man, all you guys, just, it was probably the best trip I've ever had in my life. And I haven't done a whole lot of trips, but I've been on some pretty nice trips, and that definitely topped them all. It made me want to move to Tampa, actually. But anyways, Ken from up here in Canada, it's cold as fuck. I'm out here outside in about minus 18 degrees. That's Celsius for y'all. And hey, I gotta chime in a little more often. And I'm going to live vicariously through you guys online, probably with this draft party. I'm really hoping I can turn something around. Bye.
Man, I'll tell you what, Ken. I'm not sure if you can figure out a way to get down here, but that is amazing to hear. It's the best trip he's ever been on. And if I recall, Ken, you came down from Canada by himself, to come to the draft party. Jeremy and Callie flew all the way to Florida, got here, spent time at the draft party, and then flew back to California the next morning at 6 o'clock just because he wanted to be there for it. Okay? And he's not the only one. We had people there from London, from Canada, Javier from Panama City. We had people from 17 states across the country, people coming by themselves and instantly making friends for life. Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, who, by the way, called me the other day. And Rod, if you're listening, I need to call you back. I know. Rodzilla comes down, didn't know a soul, left knowing everyone. This is more than just football. This is a group of people that have a common interest, and there's common similarities among all of us. We are crazy, we are loud, and we want nothing more than to win. And winning brings out the crazy in all of us, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. I call him kinky. Then again, I'm nasty, aren't I?
What up, Bucks mob? It's King Key. Kinky, if you're nasty, checking in with a Bucks take. I want to talk about this Jared McCoy thing, you know, staying with the Bucks at his price tag. It's crazy, man. I didn't see it coming. I'm not going to lie. I commented on his post when he was talking about 5-2, 4-3, 4-3, 4, whatever. You play for all that shit he was talking about. I was like, bro, I think it's more about your price tag. Evidently, it's not. Evidently, they don't mind paying him all that money to play defensive tackle.
And I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's a pretty damn good player. But, you know, I'm a fan of the Bucks. I've seen pretty much every game, and I know how our defensive line looks. And just because every now and then he'll break through with a tackle or for loss or a sack and end up with decent numbers at the end of the year, I don't know that we get dominated up front. We've been getting dominated up front for the past 8-9 years, outside of like 1 year where we like were shutting down the run, but they were still back there patting the ball in pass defense. But I digress. Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but maybe, you know, Arians and Jason Light want some let's see what we got this year. It's not just an evaluation year for Jameis, but an evaluation year for the entire organization. Like, let's see what we got. Like, let's see if we already have a playoff team here. You know, and then next year we'll start jettisoning players. But right now, let's see what these guys can do with some real coaching. Like, I mean, maybe they just know, hey, Mike Smith wasn't doing the right job. I mean, ain't no maybe to that. They know Mike Smith wasn't doing the best job with this defense. Dirk Cutter probably wasn't doing the best job with his offense. Let's see what we do with some proven coaches with these players that we already have. And let's see what happens. Maybe they're just not planning to go hard in free agency this year. They're just going to do the draft. Because we do have a lot of talent. So, let's see, man. Maybe Kwon gets a one-year prove-it deal. Donovan Smith gets a franchise tag. And, you know, hopefully they bring back Humphreys. And maybe Brake gets, I don't know. But, you know, maybe they just want to see what we have. I don't know. But, yeah, once again, man, it's King Key, Kinky Even Nasty. And I will be at the draft party this year. I'm back on this side of the other continent. You know, I'm out of Hawaii. I'm back in Georgia. So I'm going to be there this year, me and my homie X. So hold it down. Holla.
Oh, shit. Yes. That's what I wanted to hear. Now, I already had Georgia down because I figured Harold's going to be down here. I know Harold's going to be down here for it. But to know that things are about to get kinky at the draft party, ooh, yes. Yes. Oh, it is going to be outrageous. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see all of you there. April 25th and 26th, that Thursday and Friday night. I want to confirm the dates on that. Yep, 25th and 26th. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa is where we'll be. We love Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks to them, not only for sponsoring the podcast, but for sponsoring all these major events we're going to throw, from a draft party. We got a training camp takeover. We're going to have a kickoff party right before the start of the season, probably that Friday night before the season gets underway. Just a huge party of Bucks fans coming out and taking over that Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. And I'll have another announcement closer to the draft party. Closer to the draft party. And it is definitely something that is going to pique many of your interests. And it's not a road trip. I would like to do another road trip. I'm leaning Nashville. I think it's an affordable trip. I think it's a great town. Well, I think it's a great town. I've heard it's a great town. I've never been to Nashville. But I think it would be a blast to go someplace like that this year. But definitely open, and already thinking Las Vegas 2020, Bucks Raiders. So that road trip's already done. Anyway, so a lot of things going on at Buffalo Wild Wings. Just remember, great place to watch Lightning hockey as well. Wings Beer Sports, Mastro Subaru, giving Bucks fans a discount on a new and pre-owned vehicle. Go by, tell them you're a Bucks fan. Get that discount. It's very simple. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other in Tampa. Check them out at mastrosubaru.com. Headlines Barbershop, bunch of locations all across the Bay Area. A new one going up in Brandon. If you want to find the location nearest you, you download their app. You can also make an appointment online. Very simple. Headlines Barbershop. And Christian's got his own line of hair products, tomb45.com. We love B4. What do you drink before you drink? It's what I'm going to be drinking before the draft party. It's all happening. Thank you to B4 for being a part of this podcast, really, since its inception. So thank you, B4. And thank you to each and every one of you. Amazing that we're still in February, and you know, I've been stunned from the beginning. I still am stunned today. And you all continue to amaze me. So keep spreading the word. You know, it's not about a podcast. It's about a movement. It's about bringing people together. People aren't going to like everything I say. People aren't going to like that I cuss. They're going to think that I have an opinion and I'm just, oh, he's just arrogant or pompous because he thinks his... No, I don't. No, I don't. Anyone who has met me in person, most of you have, know that it is all inclusive. It's all about having fun because sports is entertainment. It's entertainment. It is nothing more than that. But I'll tell you what, it gets me so fucking fired up. So that's why I love it, and I'm sure that's why you love it as well. So thank you to each and every one of you. You've been with us for a long time. You're spreading the word. You're bringing in new people. Thank you. And again, we get new people joining us all the time. If you are new to the podcast, you're likely also new to the Bucks Mob. We welcome in all Bucks fans. All Bucks fans are mob members. We want to create a mob scene. We want to take back Ray J. And if you are new to this mob mentality that we have one thing to say to you. Welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.